All right, this is Derek Warren here with Jody here in studio. Going to talk about all the events coming up for Christmas. It is that time of year again. It's very busy for Visit Effingham.
It is, yeah. Gosh, we always say that Christmas starts early for us. September is when we actually start planning our Christmas stuff. So to see it all come into fruition this week is really exciting for us. We kick off this week with our third annual Walking Through Wonderland event out at Community Park from 5 to 8 p.m. So we're super excited about this event. It's the third time that we're doing this. And if you're familiar with our Wonderland and Lights, the drive-through light display, on this evening, we shut it off to vehicles, so vehicles are not allowed to drive through of any kind, and it's just an evening to walk through the lights themselves to get an up-close and personal view of all of these displays that, you know, you see every time that you walk or that you drive through them. But when you walk through them, you get to see how big they really are and how enchanting some of them look. So we're excited to be able to offer that to people. We know we've been wanting to do it for years and years. And when we finally got it going 3 years ago, it's been exciting to kind of continue to build on that every year. So it's
The 22nd, right?
Yeah, November 22nd. So it's this Wednesday. And like I said, from 5 to 8 p.m. And it's really just going to be a really nice event out at Community Park. So you walk through the lights. And at the end of the lights, when you come up to the Santa house and just the parking lot there at Community Park, we're going to have a lot of fun stuff available for people. So as you first walk up, you'll be able to get in line to see Santa if you want. Santa's going to be there. You know, if you want to get your list to him nice and early, he'll be there to talk to all of the kids. So that's really exciting. Stop. Yeah, exactly. So come and talk to Santa. We also have live music right there, too. So Marty Williamson and crew, along with Poss Music Works, will be out there singing Christmas carols. And we encourage people to sing along with them. It's just kind of like a fun little sing-along with everybody. We've got lots of food for people.
Yeah, I saw hot chocolate listed on
we
there. That's
did.
Always good.
Yes. Yeah. So we have some free stuff available. So Dan Heck Chevrolet and Toyota, they actually give away free hot chocolate and cookies while supplies last. So that's really exciting. And that's all fireside. So they'll have a fire pit out there that you can sit around the hay bales and get that stuff. So we're so excited that they're back with us. They've been with us since the beginning. Fox Holler Coffee is also giving away free coffee, hot chocolate, and s'mores. Ooh. So we'll have some s'more sticks out there that people will be able to roast those fireside again. And all of that is free while supplies last. So, you know, that's all going to be while supplies last. And then we've got some other great food vendors that you can purchase from. Hometown Pretzels will be out there, so you can get some delicious pretzels. Macklin Meadow Kettle Corn is always a favorite. I always have to get some.
Tongue twister, yeah.
It really is, yeah. And I always have to get some of that to bring home because it's so good. CZ's Fried Green Tomatoes will also be out there, so you can have your dinner out there if you want. They've got lots of stuff on their menu, too. So all of that stuff you can purchase. And then we will be at what we're calling Holiday Headquarters, which is just in the pavilion there. In the parking lot area of everything. And inside there, we'll have our tent. We've got some free souvenirs, some stickers, some coloring pages for the kids. And then we've got, I believe it's 4-H will be in there with some kids' Christmas crafts, which are free.
Yeah.
And then we also have free face painting from Make on Main.
That's
so,
always fun.
Yeah. So just, you know, and everything is just going to be super festive. We've got lots of little fun surprises for everybody. So the police department will be back again this year, and they will be there giving away. So at the beginning of the walk, when you go through, you can get a golden ticket. And I think it's up to the age of about 12. Kids can get a golden ticket. You walk through the walk, and at the end, you can go to the Effingham Police Department. I think they're going to have their SWAT van out there, and you can redeem that for a toy. So they've done that the last 3 years. It goes really quickly. So if your kids are super excited about getting a toy, I would suggest to get there right at 5 o'clock. I know by usually at least 6 o'clock, they're all gone, maybe even a little bit before.
Yeah.
It goes really quickly. But it's by like the First Responders Toy Express Foundation. And they just do such a good job offering these scholarships to get these toys for the kids that the police department can work with. and you know, giving this stuff away to Effingham residents. So we encourage people with kids to come out early if they want to. We also want to tell people parking is a little bit limited. You can obviously park as you first go into the lights. All the parking or the parking around the Ball Diamonds are all still available. There's no parking on the side of the road on Temple Avenue. We don't want people parking in other people's driveways and stuff like that. So we do have a shuttle available. Wadded Up will have the shuttle that we're sponsoring. That you can actually get on the shuttle downtown at the Courthouse Museum parking lot. So check out our Light Up the Lawn in downtown Effingham. Kind of make it a whole, you know, a whole evening. Check out all our 3D displays. Those are already on. Hop on the shuttle. It'll drop you off literally right where you start. And you can walk through the lights. You can come back and hop right back on that shuttle and go back to your vehicle. We'll actually have two shuttles that night. So there'll be plenty of shuttles available for people.
I was going to ask how long those will be running too.
Yes. And those will be running from 5 to 8 p.m. the whole time of the event itself. So when the event is over 8 o'clock, you know, if you're there at the end, head over to the shuttle drop-off area, which is at the beginning of the walkthrough to get back on that. But yeah, we'll have plenty of space for people. And parking hasn't been an issue yet, but we know that the event keeps growing and growing. And honestly, it's just a fun, you know, if the kids like to get on a little school bus with the whole family. And these are nice shuttles. So it can just be like an added fun part of the event itself. So we're super excited about it, though. It looks like the weather is going to be decent. I think the high is 47, no rain. As long as it doesn't rain, we can handle it. If it's a little bit chilly, we've had great weather the last 2 years, so we're hoping to continue that this year. But we've just had great partners with this. The event itself has been so magical, so enchanting. And we're hoping to make it just even more, just a little bit more magical this year than we have in the past 2 years. So, like I said, we've got some surprises out there, and we're just super excited about the event. We hope that people come out to Community Park to enjoy it. If anyone has questions about the event or parking or anything like that, they can give us a call at 217-342-5310. We're on Facebook with Visit Effingham, and we have all the information out there where our vendors are going to be. We're trying to even cone off some handicap parking for people. So we're really trying to think of everything. But if someone has any sort of specific questions or suggestions for us, we're always, you know, open to those things too.